Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, another look at our fantasy football team. At 5-2, we're better lucky than good. You know, I've never been to Las Vegas before, but maybe after last week, I should consider going. As we continue our special insider view of my fantasy football team called Swamp Gas, my 5-2 Methane Marauders are winning with a combination of skill and pure luck. Oh, it was mostly pure luck last week. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you? The normal average score for a winning team in our Yahoo Sports Fantasy Football League is usually around 100 points. If you're above 100 and lose, it's just an unlucky week for you. My football team was only able to cobble together 83 points for the week. But fortunately, our opponent's team decided to do their impression of the 2019 Miami Dolphins and tanked for us, only scoring 44 points against our team. Yes, we won 83-44. My 5-2 team has been more than lucky this season, and it marks the second major contender who had their worst week of the season while playing my Swamp Gas team.
Excellent.
Yes, sometimes it is better to be lucky than good. And after 7 weeks of the season, we're now in third place out of the 10-team league. Now let's talk to our general manager, me, and find out how we did last week. It was another week and another set of injuries for our battered football team. Starting running back Kerryon Johnson with the Lions and starting wide receiver Adam Thielen with the Vikings both went down with injuries in the first quarter of their respective games last weekend. Now, I'm not expecting either one of them to return this week, so it's off to the unclaimed blessings junkyard again this week to look for who's available to patch up our roster. So here's what I found. Ageless running back LeSean Shady McCoy is now 31 years old and plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to take a shot at acquiring him after he put in a solid 64-yard performance last week against the Denver Broncos. Now, in order to make the deal, we have to give up someone, so we're going to put up our newly acquired wide receiver, Zay Jones, with the Raiders on the block to accommodate this transaction. It probably won't work, but we're going to give it a try anyway tonight. Now, at cornerback, we're still hiding Drew Brees of the Saints, who's still recovering from that injured thumb he had surgery on. He should be back in a few more weeks. We have two other active quarterbacks on the roster, both Josh Allen of the Bills and Gardner the Mustache Minshew of the Jaguars. They've actually been doing pretty well as backup quarterbacks, but we're likely to drop one of those backup quarterbacks once Drew Brees returns in a couple of weeks. Now let's talk to our coach who's in charge of making the weekly player decisions. We made a lousy decision to sit our standout versatile running back Austin Eckler of the Chargers last week. He obviously proved me wrong by going out and scoring 17 fantasy points as he sat on my bench for the first time this season. Well, I've learned my lesson, and Eckler will return to the starting lineup for our team this week. Now, we have a good decision coming this week at quarterback, as Josh Allen of the Bills will be at home against the reeling Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles' defense was shredded like Swiss cheese last week in Dallas. Meanwhile, Gardner Minshew's Jaguars will be at home to play the hapless New York Jets on Sunday in Jacksonville. If you happened to watch last night's Monday Night Football game, the New York Jets, seriously, you're horrible. Well, I'll have to make a hard quarterback decision later this week after we check the weather forecast and evaluate any other intangibles during the week. But either way we go, we're looking good at quarterback this week. We'll also likely flip a coin to determine whether to keep TJ Hockenson of the Lions in the starting lineup or bring Saints tight end Jared Cook back into the starting lineup after a brief ankle injury. Both of them have been relatively average performers, though, for us in 2019. Either way, it's probably not a big difference maker. Now, this week's opponent, though, is my dreaded arch enemy, Dead Crab. This crustacean has taunted me and battled me for the past six fantasy seasons. Mr. Krabs is the defending league champion, but he struggled coming out of the gate in 2019. Dead Crab is only 2-5, and he would love nothing better than to knock off our Swamp Gas Gladiators this week. It's time for my team to rally in support of their management team and bring home another victory this week. So let's now introduce this week's starting lineup for your Swamp Gas Methane Marauders. Woo! Starting at quarterback from the Buffalo Bills, it's Josh Allen. At wide receiver from Jacksonville and LSU, DJ Shark. At wide receiver from the Buffalo Bills, it's Cole Beasley. And at wide receiver after a week off, it's Jarvis Landry of the Cleveland Browns. And now your running backs for Swamp Gas. At starting running back from the New York Jets, it's Le'Veon Bell. And back in the lineup this week, Austin Eckler of the Chargers. Starting at tight end, T.J. Hockenson of the Lions. And at our flex, wide receiver, running back, tight end position, it's Carlos Hyde of the Houston Texans. The kicker this week, Will Lutz of the New Orleans Saints. And our starting defense, the Buffalo Bills. Let's go, Swamp Gas. See you next week.